It's a keshish kayom, it's an everlasting knot, because you made it permanently, plus the fact that it's a professional knot. Then you've got issur drabonon, it goes down a level. When is it osur midrabanan? So the issur midrabanan is, they say, either when you make an either when you make a knot which is a professional knot, but it's going to be undone on a day, but it's a professional knot, so it's got one element of the derice in it, or it's a permanent knot, but it's not professional. I'm going to say this just to clear, yeah? They hold the issur drabanan is when you've got one of the derices involved. That means either you've got a professional knot, which is going to be undone on a day, or you've got a permanent knot, which is going to be a permanent knot, which is not a professional knot. That's issur drabanan. That's issur drabanan. What's mutar lechatchila? If you have, just let's say, for example, a knot for an average sort of time, not for, it's going to last for a bit of a length of time, but it's not professional. So it's missing the two elements of the derisa. It's not everlasting, it's not professional. So you might make it for 6 months, but that knot is not also. Yeah, I didn't explain this yesterday properly, yeah? Again, they hold the drabonon is osa only when you've got in the drabonon an element of a derisa. That means either it's professional, and it's going to be undone in the day, but it's got one element of the derisa in it. Or it's an everlasting knot, but it's not professional knot. That is an issur drabonon. If you have a knot which is going to last for 6 months, it's an average sort of knot, it can last for a long time, but it's not professional, that knot is mutter. That's what they hold. Rashi and the Rosh, they say it's not as professional. They have said all it depends on is the length of time of a knot. So now Rashi got a problem. What is the drabonon? What is the middle stage? That means the issur min haTorah, according to Rashi, is where you make a knot which is permanent. What is the middle stage? So the middle stage, Rashi says, is a knot which is made for a short amount of time. It doesn't say how long it's for, but we're going to say, let's call it more than a day. That is the drabon. And the one that's mutter lechatchila is where it's made less than a day. Yeah? I didn't say it so clearly yesterday, so I just want to go over it once more time. So it does make a bit of a difference. You can see, because sometimes we use these svaros to be a bit more makel. Lemaisa, what comes out is, according to the Rambam and the Rif, the issur min haTorah is where you've got two conditions. It's professional knot, and it's everlasting. That means it's made for a long, long time. The drabonon is where you got one of those facts by itself. It's either professional knot, even for a short time, or an everlasting knot, and it's non-professional. And the case where it's mutter is where you make it for an average sort of time. You have a 6 month knot you can have. That's not a long, that's not permanent knot, it's a 6 month one. It's going to be undone eventually. According to that, the mice, there's no problem, according to the Rambam and Rif. According to Rashi and the Rosh, Rashi and the Rosh learn that the issur min haTorah is where it's made a permanent a knot. The issur drabonon is where it's meant to be undone after a certain amount of time. So let's call it, for simplicity, let's call it now, it's more than a day. It's meant to be more than a day. Under a day, it's mutar lechatchila. It comes out that each one of them got a kula over the other one. According to the Rambam and the Rif, if a person makes an average sort of knot, let's say for 6 months, not professional, it's mutter. It's fine to do. Because according to Rashi, it's not. Because Rashi holds that an average sort of knot is osa. What comes out according to Rashi? According to Rashi, there was a kula according to Rashi as well. Yeah, let's say you got a short term, but let's say you make a 1 day knot professional. According to Rashi, that's okay, it's no problem. According to the Rif, and the Rambam and the Rif, you've got a problem. The Maaseh, I say, it doesn't really make much of a difference, all this stuff, because we are machmeh for both shittas. The Maaseh, the halach is, we take on it to be machmeh for both shittas, and therefore we don't allow this. So practically speaking, let's go to the professional, what's practically speaking, that means the Maaseh, what comes out, I forgot to mention this yesterday also, that when we talk about a knot means a knot. A bow is not called a knot. A simple bow, that's a machaber over here, in Shin Yud Zayin, let's see if we'll find it. In Shin Yud Zayin Sif Hei, the Machaber holds that a bow by itself is nothing. That means what happens, I mean, on our shoelace, we don't make a bow by itself, or else, but the element of a bow is after you've made the first knot, what you do with the shoelace, you make a knot, take one string, tie it together, and you do a bow on top of that. That second thing, if you were just to do it, the mashal, on a girl, make a ribbon, for example, on her hair, even if you intend to leave for 6 months or for a year, there's no problem. Sometimes you can have at the back of a dress, for example, mice, you can have a bow. And sometimes it's come undone. So you want to do it up, you want to do it. So you can do that on Shabbos. A bow, says the Machaber, says the Shinu Zayin Sif Hei, is not called a knot at all. There's no problem at all of making it on Shabbos. Wherever your intention is, even for a long, long time. Shinu Zayin Sif Hei. Aniva is butter. A bow is mutter, the lav kesher, it's not called a kesher, it's not called a knot at all, and therefore a bow is mutter. I was trying to think where else you make a bow. I mean, mushroom on a girl's hair, you might make it, yeah? And not you can make a bow straight on a girl's hair, I think you can.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I'm selling dresses, sometimes you have a fancy, not fancy dress, to make it look nice, so you can make a bow on a dress. What?
On a dress.
A kittle, I think normally you do a knot first. A kittle is normally like a shoelace. I just want to tell you, that's why it's important, this point. A shoelace is much worse, because you've got a knot first, and the bow holds the knot in position. That's much worse. The knot by itself would just come apart. That, on a shoelace, if I were to do this on Shabbos, look,
I've got a shoelace.
If I just make one, I start the shoelace out on Shabbos, and I won't have it for the next 6 weeks. Mice, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's no point in that, because mice can undo. So what I do afterwards, I put a bow on top of my shoelace, yeah? That bow on top of my shoelace now makes it level number one if I leave more than 24 hours. That means the bow by itself is mutter l'chacher. There's no problem whatsoever. If I can make it for a year, a bow. Once I make a shoelace, I put a knot first and a bow on top of it, that's much worse.
That's not a knot.
Call it what you want. It's called holding a position. That first thing you've done is held in position. It's a knot, but normally it's nothing, it's just falls apart.
That would fall apart.
Yeah, but now you've strengthened it, yeah? Now you've made it.
You're strengthening the knot underneath.
You're not strengthening the bow's on top. The bow's on top. The bow is on top. The bow, you're not strengthening the bow. When I make my shoelace and I put a bow on top of my knot, I'm strengthening the knot. That's how the remark carries on, actually. But I feel him also catch echo matter making. Oh, so he says over here. Hey. Even a person made a shoelace, he put the two strings together and he put a bow on top, says the Ramah, Noigin Boy Heta, says the Mishnah Berurah, Noigin Boy Heta, Bekesha Echod Lamato, that's only if you can undo it on that day. That, once you made a knot in inverted commas and a bow on top of it, that's only allowed for that day. You can't make it more than 24 hours.
Double
knot is much worse. Why are you talking about a bow? A double knot is a kesher omen, maybe. Are you with me?
Yes, no. I
don't know what to speak about it, what you need. The maaser, the violin we're talking about, you make a knot and bow, which is a shoelace. So what? Still made a knot and bow. You made it more than 24 hours.
It's not made for 24 hours. The normal shoelace is made to open up.
But that's what I'm saying. Who said it depends on what's normal? It depends on what you did.
It's not normal. It's to open it.
Yeah, but let's say you don't. If you don't open it, maybe it depends on you. Maybe you've done the issue because you've made it now more than 24 hours. I don't know, that's an interesting point. The Ma'aseh B'Shavua says this case of a knot and bow has to be more than 24 hours. If you make a bow by itself, there's no problem. But I say it's very rare. I'm saying on fancy clothes you might find a bow. Normally you don't find just a bow by itself; it won't hold. So on a shoelace, a bow by itself just won't hold. I don't think a shoe will hold if you make a. You can't do it just on a shoelace by itself. So you need a knot first. You need to first twine the threads together, and then you put the bow on top of that, which holds it in position. Who I didn't, the Sifrei Torah used to have the moshel, yeah, also like that. You used to have the moshel you used to wind it around and tuck it in. You had some string at the ends. You made a knot and bow. That knot and bow, the chayra of ILS, seems to be, has to fit in. It should not be done for more than 24 hours. A bow can be done for as long as you want, but a knot and bow should not be done for more than 24 hours. Yeah, the chayra have to come onto the tail if it's true. The chayra passes, we're learning that should be a problem. Now, let's go back, let's start simply. Where have we got Issa Min HaTorah of a knot? The Issa Min HaTorah of a knot is, if a person, if a person makes a Keshesh or Kayoma, he makes a knot which is permanent, meant to be permanent, will last for a very long time, that is an Issa Min HaTorah. The Post would say, the examples I gave yesterday is Lamoshal. Let's say, for example, the Tzitzis, a person's loose, again, it's loose mine actually, I have to see what I can do about this, but it keeps getting loose. You pull that together, that is meant to be a Keshesh or Kayoma, it's meant to be a lasting knot, that's what it's made for. Lamaisa, it does come undone sometimes, but generally it's not supposed to come undone. Who are doing, if someone sees his thread, his sits fraying a bit, so he decides to make a knot in the thread itself, that knot is an everlasting knot. That is a Keshe Shel Kayoma, that's us to do on Shabbos. According to Rashi, he's done an Issa Min HaTorah.
If you take these sitzes, which you've got, it's got a knot there.
But it's loose as it is. Now you tighten it, you made a proper kesher.
No, there is a knot there. It is a knot there.
It's loose. You'd be a good rabbi, my friend, but that knot is loose. And you tightening it is a kesher shakayama. That's mamish also. I say, according to Rashid on the Issa Min HaTorah pashas. The chiddush. According to the riff, you have to know a double knot, is that called a kesher omen? It's an interesting question.
It won't come undone. You just want to tighten that, all.
But you want to last always. When you make a double knot on your tzitzis, you want, that is what you want it to be. That is the mitzvah. It's supposed to be double knots, meant to last as long as possible. You're making it to last. You don't want to do it after Shabbos. You don't want to have to read John Shabbos. You want to make it that it lasts. That lechayah is problematic. Where else can you have a kesher omen? Where else do you have these cases of kesher omen? I wrote down a few examples over here. Lamosh, you can have at the end of a hood, for example, sometimes on a coat, you have some string hanging out. Sometimes a person at the string, you don't want the string to slip out the holes of the hood, so you make a knot in that thread, in that string. That is a permanent knot. You want that to last. You don't want it to come undone. You've done one single knot. It's zichar not kesher omen. Pardon, zichar not kesher omen. But you've done according to Rashi, Issa Min HaTorah, because you made a permanent knot. Where else can you have it? You can have it. I've got a few examples over here. You can help, yeah, if you know anyone else, if you know any other examples. Skipping rope is also a good example. A girl is playing skipping on Shabbos. And what happens is the skipping rope, it comes out of the, you know, what you have, the handle. It comes out, the nicest. So what she does, she puts it through the handle, stretches it through the handle, and she makes a knot there to make sure it doesn't come out again. According to Rashi, it's not true. That is meant to be a permanent knot. You don't want it to come undone. You're doing it that it should last for as long as possible. That is, and that's precisely what should happen. That is a keshes kayoma, that's also not true to do.
Can I just ask, when you make it on your hood, so you make a knot.
Oh, on your hood also?
You make a knot.
Well, when you on your hood, you mean the thread that comes out, the string that comes out, yeah.
When you make a knot, like you can pull it open without it.
Oh, like a bow.
Like a bow?
Yeah, like a
loom. If you could just pull it apart, that's not called a knot.
You've got it there for a long time.
If you make a bow, someone makes a bow, we can have it for 6 years, there's no problem.
So such a thing you'd be...
The chora, I have to think, the chora, that's not called a knot.
I mean, that is.
I mean, like a sort of bow, you mean, like a bow.
Like one that you can just pull out.
You just pull. The chora, I have to check it out, the chora, that's not called a knot.
Okay.
Yeah, a bow is definitely all right.
But you want it for a long time.
I'm saying, but it's not called a keshe. In order to be osa, it has to be a knot. If it's not called a knot, it can't be osa. I'm saying a bow, you can have for 6 months, you can have for 6 years if you want. There's no problem at all. It's not called a keshe. I mean, there's no problem of making that on Shabbos at all. These coats are problematic. Curtain rails as well. Sometimes the curtain, somebody have on curtain things as well sometimes, that you need to make a knot there to stop it falling apart. What else have we got? I've got a wash bag. Okay, I don't know who's touching a washing bag on Shabbos, but a washing, you can have something, a string on a wash bag, which comes apart, and you want to also, that could also be a problem. Okay. Anything which is going to be permanent, that one has to be careful about. Someone can have an Eruv, for example, in his front garden. The string falls over, the string breaks. So he takes the string and he wants to tie it together. Or who has the sukkah roof? It's very negative to a sukkah roof. Someone wants to put up a sukkah roof and the string snapped. So what he wants to do is he wants to now knock the string together and make sure that it stays permanently. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to last the sukkah, so he wants it to last forever. What? Will last 6 months? No. It's not going to undo that knot. That's a big shadow what that is. Pasha is a big problem, actually. Even though you might need it for 6 days, let's say I'm in the middle of Sukkos. But the Maisa, that knot is going to remain permanently now. It's going to wait for next year for Sukkos, yeah? That is a permanent knot. The Maisa, even though you don't really need it, it's very relevant. It's actually, we're going to speak about this with Ezrika, but Pasha, that's the problem. That is the problem.
That Sukkos is going to make it better, but it's really not the best way to fix it.
So, well, 1 minute. Would people leave it like that?
It's not really the ideal way to leave it, because it's joyous and it gets you sort of,
Okay, I mean, I must tell you, you've got, yeah, here, it might not be circumcised, also, it's, even if it's made for more than one day, you've got a problem with Midrabon. So you've just got a problem with Midrabon to make it. What? It might not be an Issa B'Atoh, you're telling me, okay? You say maybe it's not an Issa, I'm not even sure if it's true, because it might not depend on you. It might depend on what most people do. I have to, that's, yeah, that's, I don't know, that's how to move out of that bit. That's also an interesting question. Yeah, you understand, it might not be dependent on you. You might make a proper knot, but you say, the mice is not good enough for me, I want to undo it after Sukkot and start a new one. It could be it doesn't depend on you, I'm not sure. That's not so posh, I don't know. Then you've got the level midrabbonon. The level midrabbonon is that a person, this is a machlokas, is how long it's called an average knot. I mean, according to Rashi, a person mustn't make a knot which lasts for a certain amount of time. What's that? How long is that certain amount of time? So according to Rashi, as a machlokas, it looks like many poskim take on that even after one day is really called this level. That means the Issa D'Rabbanan to make a kesher is to make it for more than one day. Some hold it 7 days, but the Pashas D'Halacha we take on is that once you make it more than one day is already a problem. That means this shoelace or any knot that you want to make, if you intend to make it for more than 24 hours, you've got a problem. So a person makes a shoelace on Shabbos morning, for example, he knows very often when he goes to bed on Motzei Shabbos, he's in a big rush, he's got a lot to do on Motzei Shabbos, he just slips his shoes off, puts them under his bed until next Friday, and on Friday when he puts his shoes on again, his Shabbos shoes, he undoes the knot, puts it back on again, it's a serious problem. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan. What?
It said it doesn't depend on the person.
I said, it depends. First of all, a lot of people leave knots on it. Quite a few people do leave knots on it. Not everyone undoes their shoelaces every night. So you have to know about it. It's not so posh. Yeah, this case is not so simple. A person who leaves it for more than one day, I mean, that's what he knows you're going to leave for more than one day, that could be a problem. Less than one day is mutar l'chatchila. So a person makes his shoelace on Shabbos morning, and he knows that much Shabbos going to undo it. That is no problem whatsoever. He's allowed to do it l'chatchila. There's no problem whatsoever. Any other knot that you're making, not a professional knot, so just a simple shoelace knot, a very basic knot which a person is making, and he knows he's going to undo it, within 24 hours, it's mutar l'chatchila to do. So very briefly, what we just said tonight, is min ha-Torah is a kesher uman, or even shal hayom by itself is also. Midrabbanon is any knot which is a professional, that's going to be done very quickly, or it's going to be just a short amount of time, more than one day, that's also. And if it's less than 24 hours, mutar l'chatchila. All right.
About time.
That's another part.